Okay, let's quickly review Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph. Since we've been discussing issues relating to bathing, and we closed yesterday's daf with the story of Rabbi Zeira being unsure about a hanhaga of Rabbi Avohu, we begin with another suffix that Rabbi Zeira had about Rabbi Avohu's bathing practices. First story that the Gemara tells us, Vamar Rabbi Zeira anach azizel Rabbi Avohu sheiniach yadav keneged panav shalmata. Rabbi Zeira noticed Rabbi Avohu would cover his private area when going to bathe, when going down to the river, but was unsure whether he actually touched his private parts or not. There are two reasons that such a practice would be questionable, but ultimately we can defend the practice, making both of these concerns moot. First, the first reason that this practice is questionable is kala'och is ba'amu mashin kilu mevi mabli olam. It's usher to touch one's private area even while urinating and certainly while bathing. The Gemara explains that this would not be a problem because when there is reason for fear, such as fear of drowning, this issur does not apply. Second problem that we would have is yadav keneged panav shalmata kilu kofer bebriso shel Avram Avinu. When one positions his hands in a way that blocks the makom amila, it's viewed as a denial of the special that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. The Gemara explains that this is also not a concern because he only covered himself up on the way out of the river, but not on the way into the river. The Gemara then tells a second story. Rabbi Zeira havakom ishtambit mid Rabbi Yehuda debay lemesak la'arid Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira initially tried to avoid Rabbi Yehuda before moving to Eretz Yisrael, since Rabbi Yehuda held that kala olam yibavel Eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh, that it's usher to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, though, Rabbi Zeira decided to go and hear just one teaching from Rabbi Yehuda, and he happened to find Rabbi Yehuda in the bathhouse. Rabbi Zeira felt that the meeting was worthwhile because he learned three valuable lessons from Rabbi Yehuda's behavior that day in the bathhouse. First, he learned that it's mutter to speak about mundane things in Lashon HaKodesh. Second, he learned that inhaling hot steam helps the body sweat out its own heat, as per Rabbi Yehuda's advice. And third, he learned that the therapeutic effect of bathing is best realized if a person drinks some of the water that he bathes in. The final lesson about drinking the bath water was taught in the context of a braisa that also happens to contain five other lessons relating to bathing and eating habits. First, you should drink when you eat to avoid stomach illness. Second, you should walk at least dalet amos after eating to avoid bad breath. Third, if you eat when you need to relieve yourself, it can cause smelly sweat. Fourth, it's proper to rinse off with cold water after bathing with hot water. And finally, in order to maximize the effect of a bath, it's advisable to anoint your body with oil after the bath. That's the end of the discussion of bathing. The next Mishnah discusses different hot water kelim and whether you can drink from them on Shabbos. Omuliyar, which is a kli surrounded by coals inside of the walls of the kli, can be used as long as the coals have been swept out before Shabbos. An antichi, even if swept out of its coals, cannot be used. But there are two opinions as to what exactly an antichi is. Rabbah holds it's just like a muliyar, except it gets much hotter because the coals cook in it all week long. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak holds that the compartment for the coals is actually on the bottom of the antichi, which would make it not quite as hot as Rabbah's version of an antichi, but apparently hotter than a muliyar. The final Mishnah on the daf discusses adding cold water to a hot pot, but the exact case of the Mishnah is debated by the Amoraim. Rav Adi bar Masna understands that the Mishnah is speaking about a hot kettle whose contents have been completely emptied. It's an empty hot kettle. It's mutter to add a lot of cold water because the heat of the pot won't cook a substantial amount of water. Although the cold water may harden the pot, which would seem to be a violation of Makabe Patish, since that wasn't the intended result, it's a Davar Sheina Miskavein, and we assume it's therefore mutter. It's only usher to add a small amount of water, since it will likely get cooked from the heat of the pot. Abaye understands the case, that's the opinion of Rav Adi bar Masna. Abaye understands the case to be speaking about a hot pot that still has some water in it. It's mutter to add large amounts of water, which will only become lukewarm, won't get to Yad Soledes, but not small amounts of water which will become cooked beyond Yad Soledes. If the pot were totally empty, though, Abaye says it would be usher to add any water, since it would inadvertently harden the pot. And Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it would be inadvertent, it would be a Davar Sheina Miskavein, Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Sheina Miskavein is usher. The Gemara then finally records in Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether you can add mayim kedei letzareth, enough water to harden a pot, so long as it's not your intention to harden the pot. Shmuel holds it's permissible because even though he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the issue of Melacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, that it's Chayiv, he holds like Rabbi Shimon in regard to Davar Shein Meskaven, that a Davar Shein Meskaven is Mutter, so adding enough water to be Mitzarif to harden the pot, as long as your intention is not for the hardening of the pot, Shmuel would hold his mutter, because he paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar sheinu miskaven is mutter. That is the summary of Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph.